producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And we are here today with Steve Forbes. How are you, Steve?
Good to be with you. Thank you. Doing well.
And this is your second time being on the CEO Show. Good to have you back. I know that recently you've been very involved with something, an organization called Americans for Hope, Growth, and Opportunity. Just talk about what that is.
Americans for Hope, Growth, and Opportunity is a new nonprofit that we're launching, taking to heart what Ronald Reagan said years ago. He said, if you want to change minds on Capitol Hill, you don't do it through sweet reason, you do it through the heat of public opinion. So Americans for Hope, Growth, and Opportunity aims to educate and turn up that heat in terms of the tax code, what the Federal Reserve is doing to the dollar, and getting patient control of health care. On the tax side, we want to junk the tax code, bring in a simple flat tax, and we think candidates are already becoming responsive. Ted Cruz has come out in favor of it. Rand Paul's come out in favor of it. And I know of at least three other potential candidates who are in favor of a flat tax, which would simply junk the code, put in a single rate with generous exemptions for adults and for children. A family of four, for example, would pay no federal income tax on their first $52,000 in wages.
Now, it's obviously so important, flat tax, and you were one of the people who initiated the concept of it. Why is that so important to our economy?
Several reasons. One, it's a corrupting influence on American life. It brings out the worst in us, our complicated code. Just to put in perspective, Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, which defined our character as a nation, was all of 272 words. The Constitution, with all the amendments, 7,500 words. The Bible, which took centuries to put together, 783,000 words. The federal income tax code alone is 4 million words. When you add in all the interpretations, regulations, and the like, court decisions, you add in another 4 million. So it's corrupting. It diverts, the IRS estimates, 6 billion hours a year that we spend filling out tax forms, costs hundreds of billions of dollars to comply with, and it's really a moral issue. Just think for a moment, if all that money, all that brain power had been spent on producing new products and services, new medical devices, new cures for diseases, how much better off we'd be. With a simple flat tax, which you could literally do in a matter of minutes on a piece of paper or a few keystrokes on your computer, how much better life would be. So we think the time has come for it.
How about on the corporate side, corporate flat tax? In terms of flat depreciation?
Yeah, well, what it does on the corporate side, cuts the top rate from 35% to 17%. That's the rate for the individual side, or that family of four, for example, when you get above the $52,000, would pay only 17 cents on the dollar for each dollar above that on the corporate side. So we'd have the corporate tax rate down to 17% and allow instant expensing for capital expenditures. So you make a capital expenditure for tax purposes, you write it off in the year in which you lay out the cash. If you have a loss, you carry it forward against future profits.
You and I have spoken before about the gold standard and the role that would have in the economy. Talk more about that.
All the gold standard would do, and I say a gold standard because there are variations of it, as I explain in our new book called Money. And all it does is guarantee the value of the dollar, just like you have 60 minutes in an hour or 12 inches in a foot. Fixing it to gold doesn't restrict the money supply. It just means the dollar has a fixed value. So it doesn't go up and down like a yo-yo as it has in recent years, which hurts investment. You know, as we know, investing is risky enough. It's especially when you might not get a payout for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road. But if you don't know what you're going to get in terms of a payback, whether it's going to be a 50-cent dollar, an 80-cent dollar, a $1.10, a 10-cent dollar, you get less investing in the future. And we've seen that with the volatility of the dollar in the last 15 years. Business capital expenditures have been low. And it also brings about false bubbles, or false booms, I should say, in things like oil, commodities, and most destructively, the housing bubble. If we'd had a stable dollar, you never would have had that housing bubble.
And what do you think the future of real estate is, and where do we have to go in that?
Well, real estate has been hurt. I mean, they talk about, oh, housing's better today than it was 6 or 7 years ago. Well, my gosh, I hope it is. But we still have a mortgage market that is totally dependent on government guarantees for about 95% of it. We're still not, in terms of housing starts, where we'd normally be in the economy, which would be about 1.5 million starts a year for population increase and for replacing old housing stock. So even though prices have come up, no small part because of foreign investors looking for a safe haven, the market there on the housing side isn't what it should be.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Steve Forbes, and Steve is talking about an organization right now called Americans for Hope, Growth, and Opportunity. Is there a website people can go to?
Yes, it's AHGO, which of course stands for Americans for Hope, Growth, and Opportunity, AHGO.us, AHGO.us. And we've got an electronic petition there, petitioning Congress to get to work on a flat tax.
Let's talk about health care. What insights do you have on how we could improve health care in America?
Well, the problem with health care in America is we don't have real free markets in health care. We have portions of it, which is why we still produce more new medicines and medical devices than the rest of the world. But it's a skewed system. And as a result, we don't get the your normal thing you'd have in free markets, which always turns scarcity into abundance. You know, for example, when you go to a clinic or hospital and you ask in advance what the price is going to be, you get a strange look, which means either you're uninsured or you're crazy. I mean, anything else in the economy, you want to know, what's it going to cost me? In the health care, you don't. So the system goes gets skewed, and so what we're pushing for is to give more patient power to people, cut out the pricing role of third parties, and get the real free markets with effective safety nets. For example, one small thing is nationwide shopping for health insurance. Right now, you have to buy it in the state in which you reside. I live in New Jersey, where we have crazy regulations still on health insurance. They've made some improvements, but not enough. I can buy a perfectly good health insurance policy in neighboring Pennsylvania at half the price I can in New Jersey, but it's illegal. Buy a house in Pennsylvania, but can't buy the insurance. Have nationwide shopping. Have the Interstate Commerce Clause operative in the health insurance market. So you have hundreds of companies competing for your business.
Okay, let's talk about education now. So you grew up in a family that had a significant business. All of a sudden, at one point, you become the leader of that organization and the CEO. What can we do in our education system to better prepare people to become leaders?
I think one key thing is to make the education system more accountable to parents. Right now, most of it, K through 12, is done through government-run public schools. Some are very good, but we know in a lot of places in America, they're not good at all. And parents are trapped. That's why charter schools are so popular in places like Washington, D.C., and New York City and elsewhere. Desperate parents see them as a lifeline to give their children a better chance in this world. So we've got to break the monopoly, give people real choice.
How about in higher education? I mean, there's no courses anywhere to teach people how to be CEOs or successful or leadership. What advice do you have in terms of higher education? curriculum.
Well, in higher education, the pricing mechanism there, so to speak, has been skewed by government subsidies, which have had the perverse impact, and more research is demonstrating this, of increasing tuitions. Whenever they increase Pell Grants, increase student loans, the price of tuition goes up. And that's why for 30, 40 years, the cost of higher ed on paper has gone up far faster than the rate of inflation. So we're punishing students in the name of helping them. And I think that's beginning to change. Part of it's technology. A part of it is parents asking the hard question, what are we getting for the money we're laying out? And you're finding more and more parents, for example, kids will do 2 years in community college working as well and then transfer to a normal 4-year college. The 4 years often like it because the fact you worked while you're in community college usually means you're more mature, more dedicated, so they like having that kind of student. And I think in the future, you're going to see a real push to do your undergraduate degree in 3 years instead of four. I mean, it's nice to have a long summer vacation, but you could probably have 5 or 6 weeks off and get the thing done in 3 years.
And right there, we're ready for a commercial break. CEO Show with Steve Forbes. When we come back, we're going to talk more about advice.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Steve Forbes, and we're talking about education. Let's talk, well, one more thing on education I would ask you. What can education do, higher education, to teach people to be more successful CEOs, more successful in business? Any ideas you have in terms of the curriculum and the content?
Well, making sure that you're giving kids an opportunity to have a broad-based curriculum. You know, Norman Borlaug, the late Norman Borlaug, who invented the Green Revolution, which years ago hugely increased output of crops in the Third World, especially rice, and enabled, and wheat particularly, really prevented famine, saved tens of millions of lives. And he pointed out to students, he said, don't specialize too early, because you never know what life is going to throw your way. He was obviously into agronomy, chemistry, sciences, but he fortunately said he took liberal arts courses, and that helped him when he had these great breakthroughs. How do you make them happen? So he drew, had to draw on economics, he had to draw on politics. So he said, get that broad-based education, because you never know what you're going to need when you go out in the real world. Right. Another thing schools should do, this is easy, is warn students when you leave school for the first time in your life, you're going to have an unstructured environment. You know, for the first 20, 22 years of your career, of your life, you have grade school, high school, college, boom, boom, boom. You always know how you're doing. Now suddenly you're out in the workforce, hopefully, and you may get a review every 6 months or 12 months, but you're kind of feeling at loose ends. First, you don't have vacations anymore, maybe 2 weeks, and which you feel at the holiday time, but it's a whole new feeling. You've never had it before. Just warn young people, don't feel not doing well. It's a whole new environment, and if you're warned about it, then people can cope better with it. And the other thing schools should just remind people of, all of us, is sadly the best educator often is mistakes and failure.
Ah, there you go. Well, talking of that, what is a challenge, a mistake, a failure you ever had in your life that taught you some great lesson?
Well, put the politics, my foray into politics aside. In business, certainly in our world, especially with high technology, the web, our whole model of doing business has been shattered. And we are ahead of our peers in making the transition to the web. But about around 2006, we were slow off the mark in realizing what the web was doing to the whole advertising industry, absolutely commoditizing it, reducing cost per thousand, the rates that you would get from dollars down to pennies. And we didn't see that coming as fast as it did. We scrambled, we readjusted, but in this new environment, you have to realize what you thought you knew, you really don't know. So I think we're way ahead of our peers on that again. But life, one of the things you need to learn is life is always going to throw you curveballs. We've had failures in terms of new magazines and the like. That's normal. But in the environment we live in, there's no playbook, and you have to invent it as you go. So that's why I think the bywords for these times are you can eat well or sleep well, but not both.
Touché. If you had a message to the top 10,000 CEOs in America, what would that message be?
One is Peter Drucker. What Peter Drucker, the late great management guru, said, he said, remind yourself as a business, what is your purpose? What is it you are trying to do? What's your mission? You do that, you get less caught up or hung up on if the ways of achieving that end, that mission, changes. Remind yourself what you're trying to do, especially like in the media business. People said, oh, print is going boo-hoo. Print's still around, not as important as it used to be, but you're in the information business. You're trying to convey, talk to people, interact with people. And so see the web as your new friend, even though it disrupts absolutely everything you've done before. And, again, you have to innovate, which means occasionally you're not going to get it right. And you're going to have to learn from mistakes and hope they're not too big so you can't recover from them. But playing it safe in this environment is a guarantee for stagnation and decline.
There you have it. And in full disclosure, I am a contributor and do write for Forbes, Forbes.com, and we are speaking with Steve Forbes right now. You're talking about success and lessons, and you have a unique vantage point where you understand what makes investors successful. You see what makes CEOs and entrepreneurs successful. If you could codify any key principles or similarities that you see in success, what would those be?
Persistence, vision, and learning early on what you're good at and what you're not good at. And if you're not good at it, get somebody with you who can. That's why often startups, for example, are done by teams, whether it's Henry Ford with James Joseph Cousins, whether it's Steve Jobs and Wozniak, Brin and Page at Google. Know what you can do and then get others who can fill in your gaps. And the other thing, by the way, in these times is learning how to make effective teams. There, the Jeff Bezos rule is important. If it takes more than two pizzas to feed the team, it's too big.
That's right. So let's have a quick sentence or two on capitalism. And I know you grew up wealthy, so of course capitalism works for you. What about someone who didn't grow up wealthy?
Capitalism enables people, regardless of where they start in life, to do as Lincoln said, improve your lot in life, because it's about meeting the needs and wants of other people. Whatever your goals are, however much you may lust for money, you're not going to get it unless you provide a product or service that somebody else wants. And the glory of capitalism is that without you realizing it, it has you attentive to the needs and wants of your fellow human beings.
That's nice. We have 1 minute left. And Steve, I've known you to be someone who's passionate, who's honest, who really cares about the world. What would your vision for the world in a free market be?
That we have genuine free markets, and that people realize you create wealth by meeting the needs and wants of others. Even if Steve Jobs once said sometimes people don't know what they want until somebody like Steve Jobs shows them. And that you create wealth by that kind of cooperation rather than by warfare.
Okay. Again, you had mentioned at the beginning American Hope, Americans for Hope, Growth, and Opportunity. What is the website for that again?
It's AHGO, which stands for Americans for Hope, Growth, and Opportunity, AHGO.us.
Well, Steve, great having you on the CEO show again.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Customer Experience Show, where we interview the leaders who have reinvented the fabric of customer experience. From great service to predictive analytics, we'll talk about it all. We're Reese and Reese, your hosts, Robert Reese and Albert Reese. And remember, if you ever miss a show, just go to www.customerexperienceshow.com. Hope you enjoy. We're here today with John Dwyer. How are you, John?
I'm doing very well, Robert. How are you?
Good. And John is the Senior Vice President of Customer Experience for AT&T Mobile and Business Solutions. So why don't you talk about, everyone's obviously heard of your organization, talk about what your philosophy is in terms of customer experience.
Well, Robert, we, as you can imagine, AT&T Mobile and Business Solutions is a large and complex organization. So I think the first thing that we really focus on is how we can simplify this. And we've done that using Net Promoter System as our core, being able to have one question that is the focus of our customer experience journey has been very helpful for being able to tell the story all the way from the boardroom down to the frontline employees in terms of exactly what success looks like.
Say, John, Albert Reese, when you think about Net Promoter System, it's a fairly common system. You said one question that you ask. Can you share what that question
is? Oh, I'm sorry. The ultimate question, I go back and think about that. Net Promoter Score, would you recommend AT&T to a friend, family member, or colleague? And then rate it on a scale of 0 to 10. Those who give us a score of a 0 through a 6, we consider detractors, 7s and 8s, passives, 9s and 10s, promoters, subtract the detractors from the promoters, get a Net Promoter Score. The old Fred Reichel 2003 article that he wrote on that has kind of been the basis of our philosophy. And then I guess building on it, we have built a program around really four tenets. The first one is leadership alignment. Our chairman back in 2011 really kicked this off and made an effortless customer experience the number one priority for all of AT&T. And when he did that, the whole organization really rallied behind this idea that we were going to create and build a differentiated customer experience that was going to be a key asset in our portfolio. The second thing was we built key analytics, spent a lot of time figuring out what is the best way not only to measure that one question I just referred to, but then understanding the drivers and what happens much deeper underneath that Net Promoter Score question. And understanding that relative to our competition, understanding it at a transaction level so that after every transaction we understand how we're performing, and then understanding within our relationship with our customers what our Net Promoter Scores are and really attaching that to lots of other deeper data. After that, I tell you, we spent a lot of time looking at culture, looking at great companies and customer experience. One thing that we saw that was just common across all great customer experience companies was a sense that the employees really cared about the company and cared about the mission. And making sure that we drove all the way down to the first level manager accountability for having engaged employees who not just who really were willing to recommend AT&T as an employer. And so we created programs and systems in order to make that happen. And then the last pillar really was what I'd call program management, which was when my role came in place, spent a lot of time working across key organizations, from our chief marketing officer, our head of retail, our head of customer service, our chief digital officer, even our chief financial officer, to make sure that there was really key alignment across the functions, whereas previously, to be honest, we were operating in somewhat of a siloed organization.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Can you share a recent program you've implemented as a result of an NPS score?
I think about the new rate plans that we launched last year, Mobile Share Value, and I've been working for AT&T for 20 years, and I've been through many rate plan launches. And what was really fundamentally different was we knew where the technology was going, we knew where competition was going, and we knew we needed to reinvent our rate plans. We spent the vast majority of the time really looking at the types of comments and scores we got from existing rate plans and understanding how we could make the experience better. And so we created a vast vastly simpler kinds of rate plans that could be transacted over digital, that are very flexible, allowing for lots of devices to be brought on and off. Which was, frankly, just significantly different than the industry or AT&T had been in the past.
You talked about organizational alignment a couple minutes ago. Huge, huge organization, tons of customers across the globe, frankly. How do you align your organization and processes, systems, et cetera, around customer experience?
Well, again, it starts with real simplicity on the metrics. So in the consumer mobility space, we know the major drivers of customer experience are around our network, around our customer service, around device satisfaction, around price satisfaction. And so what we do is inside of those drivers, we actually establish targets, and then we assign those targets to the functional owners who own them. And then we build plans around each one of those specific areas. And by doing that and then reporting it up, and it reads out at our chairman's table every month, both our scores, our plans, and our progress, every month there's a readout on that, which keeps everybody's attention focused on it.
Yeah, so the organization's aligned. So we went through AT&T Mobility and we asked your folks to describe what a successful customer experience program looks like. What are the outcomes of that? What do you think they would tell us?
It's a good question. So I would say that if you asked our frontline employees, they would probably not understand the question because they don't think about a net promoter program or system. The way that our employees really think about it is what's expected of me. And you know, there was something that we came up with about 4 years ago that I just loved, which is we want every employee in every interaction to be able to say, I can help you with that, no matter what the issue is. And so number one, how do you get their emotion to be willing to say something like that? It starts with the culture, which I mentioned earlier is one of the foundations, is that an employee actually has to really care so that they can say it genuinely. The second thing is that you've got to empower them. You've got to give them tools and authority so that they can actually help customers with issues. And then you've got to have real transparency and accountability so that we know when employees are being successful and not being successful. And so when you go to one of our frontline employees, I think they have a real clear understanding of what their role is and what's expected of them. We actually boil it down to what we call the five key behaviors. And the five key behaviors are really fundamental, simple kinds of things, but they're observable, coachable behaviors that when you ask an employee to do them, inevitably result in great experiences. Warm, friendly welcome, use the customer's name, maintain a positive attitude, provide your undivided attention at the end of the interaction, thank the customer for their business. If you do those five things in any given interaction, it is really hard not to have a great interaction. And so when you get down to the front lines, that's really where what I think employees really resonate with, and they understand what they're being held accountable for, and they understand the broader purpose of what that's serving.
It's interesting you said that. I'm a proud customer of yours, and I've used the chat, online chat, when I've had something I want to ask, and you're right. I can help you with that is always first, and thank you for being a customer is always at the tail end of the conversation. It's great. So, you know, thinking about that online presence, what are some of the initiatives you've undertaken recently to drive customer experience through online?
Well, I'll tell you, when it comes to online, we actually spend a lot of time looking at analogs, other industries, other businesses. And the two that have been most instructive for us is financial services and airlines. And if you think about how they've been through this journey for transformation to a digital experience, what I really observe and what I really notice, and the whole team is picked up on this, is you've got to focus on the transactions that make the most sense for a customer. Just like check deposits and ATM transactions started for financial services, for us it's around rate plan changes, feature changes, bill payments, and focusing our energy around making sure that those are really simple, really intuitive kinds of transactions for our customers. And so we've been very, very focused. Obviously, checking your balance, checking your usage on data is another thing that customers view as logical for the for the digital environment, so we spent a lot of energy making sure those things are incredibly intuitive, and we're seeing the take rate and the transition to digital being really customer-driven based on the fact that they're just having a much better experience.
You have about 30 seconds until break. We're just talking now about the digital change in customer experience. What are the key components that you envision happening over the next few years?
Yes, so I'll think about this internally first. The first one is, obviously, we have to build a great experience. The experience has to stand on its own. The second thing is we've got to get our customers to really understand what that experience is. The nature of being a phone company is that since the beginning of time, customers called our call centers for help. And so we spent a lot of time really thinking about it through that perspective. How do we educate customers? So I'd say that's where we start.
We're speaking with John Dwyer from AT&T Mobile and Business Solutions about customer experience. We'll be back in a few.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Robert Reese and Albert Reese on the Customer Experience Show, where we interview the CEOs and the customer experience heads who are reinventing the customer experience. We're privileged today to be speaking with John Dwyer, who is the Senior Vice President of Customer Experience for AT&T Mobile and Business Solutions. And so we were talking earlier about those great five principles you have in terms of managing people to be effective on the phone. Now, you have about 35,000 people who are real care reps in your consumer mobility and business solutions. How do you really manage that whole process of 35,000 people? It's a lot of people.
Well, it certainly is a lot of people, and I think one of the things that we spent a lot of time working on is creating common systems, processes, policies, training, and expectations. If we can make the policies and processes very simple, then what we can do is really focus our energy on making sure that our employees are focused on being friendly. It frankly, Robert, it reminds me of a case study of a bank from the 1970s that was going through a journey like this. And I remember the head of customer experience back then said that he had to make a choice with his bank. He either had to hire smart people or nice people, because he realized that for bank tellers, you couldn't afford to have both smart, nice people. They would go and do a different job. And he made a commitment that he was going to hire nice people and simplify the processes so that they could be successful. And I think that's a real lesson that has led to the way that we manage our customer service.
You've made a lot of analogies back to banking and the transition we've seen, or transformation we've seen the banks go through to pushing to an online presence. You talked a little bit ago about digital making, the transactions you're pushing to digital now and to the web and doing on your sites, making them intuitive. And I've seen a lot more of them starting to show up. What does this mean to the retail store?
You know, the retail store is today incredibly important, and frankly, over the last 10 years, if anything, has grown in importance. No telling where it goes in the future, but we firmly believe that retail has a place in our portfolio. Excuse me. For us, if you think about 10 years ago when we were selling flip phones in our retail stores and what we sell today, everything from home security, broadband services, video, smartphones, tablets, the variety of products that we have, the truth is that our retail stores provide a place where a trusted expert can be eye to eye with you as a customer, talk to you about solutions, and resolve whatever issues you have.
Yeah, so I'm a customer and I'm used to using online. What's going to drive me? I can even get a phone now. I can buy a phone. I can swap in my old phone for a new phone online. It's very clean and easy, I've realized. What's going to drive me to a store?
It's your own personal needs and desires. What we find is that when you look across demographics or just look from person to person, there are people who would just prefer for certain transactions to get eye to eye with our people. In fact, when you mentioned upgrade, the ritual of upgrading for a lot of people is a big deal. And so if they would like to sit there in one of our stores, face to face with one of our employees, talk about the phone, touch it and feel it before they make the purchase, we welcome that. That said, there are certain devices that are out there that launch a new version every year or two. And if you know exactly what you want, exactly the memory variant that you want, we can make it incredibly effortless for you to order it online, and we're okay either way.
Yeah, so we'll still come to the store for certain things.
Yeah.
You know, taking a little different path here, in AT&T just grows in leaps and bounds. A lot of it's inorganic these days, acquisitions, which means not only do you change as an organization, but your customers change because you're taking on new lines of business even. With all those distractions facing you as an organization, how do you maintain the focus on customer experience?
You know, I think that number one, I mentioned the five key behaviors, and I think that is one of those principles that we always fall back to. And there's a booklet, Albert, that you saw as we were coming in. We call it our promise, and we keep bringing our employees back to that, which is there's a foundation, no matter what it is that we're selling or what it is that we're doing in our retail stores or our call centers, there are some base principles that are going to be the foundation. The second thing is that if you go back in the history of our company, we have done a lot of inorganic work, and we have been very effective at integrating that, so we've got a lot of practice at it. We've also launched a lot of new businesses and are very unique in terms of the types of products that we sell inside of the AT&T retail stores or service through the digital or customer service touch points.
So of all the more recent acquisitions you've made, what's been the most challenging customer group for you to take on from a customer experience perspective?
Wow. I don't know that any one group is more challenging than another. They're all different. They all come with their own needs, their own desires. I will tell you, we're learning a lot about serving millennials, and I think the whole company is probably ahead of me. Not being a millennial myself, I've spent a lot of time studying exactly what that experience is and what their expectations and needs are, which are very different than those of middle-aged guys like me.
So yeah, that's a great point. And we've actually heard that from other organizations we've talked to now about customer experience. How do you approach that population?
So I think that the real key there is millennials want to have choice and flexibility. What they want is not to be forced into any particular solution. While they have a preponderance or a tendency towards digital, if you were to tell them that digital is the only place that they could go do something, they would really bristle up at that. And so we've got to be very careful about that and make sure that when we want somebody to get to a particular destination or a particular transaction type, the way that we have to get customers there is by creating a great experience there, not by forcing them into it. And I think that's been the real key learning. And that, whether it's ethnic segmentation, gender segmentation, age segmentation, whatever it is, I think that's the key learning is it's all about figure out what the needs are, solve those needs, and let the customer get there on their own.
Is there anything that you would never capitulate on in terms of your customer experience philosophy?
Wow. Robert, that's a really deep question, I'll tell you.
I know we have 1 minute.
We have 1 minute. I think that simplicity is the one thing that I would say I would never capitulate on, because in this industry, as fast as it changes, I think that if we lose sight of the fact that at the core, these are relationships that we are managing, and that what we're trying to accomplish is to have customers who trust us with their communication services, which in today's world are about as important as anything, then we have got to keep this absolutely simple.
And one sentence, the future of customer experience at AT&T Mobility and Business Solutions.
Yeah, integrated. I think that it's, I'll give it to you in one word. I think that it's integrated because it's all about how we take the products and services that we sell and make them work better together for our customers. And we've made tremendous progress. Still have more room to go.
Great having you on the show, John.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Albert.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.